Listening to Radio Christian Voice. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister in Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Political analyst expresses sadness with clergy in Zambia over ECL burial impasse. Clergyman proposes replacing religious education with Christian education in schools. And Mali's leader says situation under control in first address since attacks. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Political analyst Neo Simutanyi has expressed concern over the clergy's failure to effectively mediate in the ongoing impasse surrounding the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. Dr. Simutanyi says the clergy's perceived allegiance to either the ruling government or the late president's family has undermined their credibility, making it difficult for them to be trusted or listened to by all parties involved. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Simutanyi noted that it is unfortunate that the clergy are failing to execute their mandate, which includes bringing together opposing sides for the common good. This is a downside of the clergy being involved in partisan politics, but if all sides were seen as neutral, one of the parties might have compromised and the matter brought to a close, said Dr. Simutanyi. Dr. Simutanyi said that the effectiveness of the clergy largely depends on their perceived impartiality, a quality he believes has been compromised in this case.
This is the fact they started to mediate over the burial of Edgar Lungu. You failed. And now why they failed? Because they lack the moral authority. So they failed. They are taking sides. If they didn't take sides, they would have actually managed to bring the government and the Lungu family together. But because they are considered to be aligned to the opposition, government won't listen to them. That's why the whole thing has been contracted up to this point.
Senior Public Health Officer under the Ministry of Health, Nikki Simfukwe, has expressed concern over the increasing number of non-communicable diseases, attributing the rise to the consumption of substandard products. Recently, the National Prosecution Authority and the Zambia Standards Compulsory Agency agreed to jointly prosecute individuals and companies supplying substandard products in a move aimed at protecting consumers, public health and the environment. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Simfukwe commended the initiative, saying it is timely, especially at a time when the country is battling non-communicable diseases. Mr. Simfukwe stated that introducing such an initiative is inevitable, particularly because some traders and companies have chosen not to comply with rules and regulations regarding the quality of products sold on the market. This is timely, especially as some companies and traders have become adamant about the kind of foods they place on the market, said Mr. Simfukwe. He has since called on consumers to check the expiry date on every product before purchasing it to avoid exposure to preventable diseases.
From the public health point of view, when we inspect food, we check what is it that has been written on this particular food. Is it according to the required standards? Because every food has got required standards. But then also not only that, there are diseases that come as a result of consumption of that is not good. It could be that food has gone bad. It could be that food has expired the time it is being sold.
Glorious Bible Church overseer Benson Chisenga has proposed the replacement of religious education RE in schools with Christian education. Bishop Chisenga says there is need to align Christian lessons with national values and principles anchored in Zambia's declaration as a Christian nation. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Bishop Chisenga said focusing on Christian education in schools will ensure that learners are rooted in the Word of God, adding that exposure to multiple religions may distort children's cultural and moral upbringing. With the learning of other religions, the country has seen that children are not grounded in Christian teachings because the lessons are designed to accommodate different beliefs, said Bishop Chisenga. He added that prioritizing Christian education would help learners understand the Bible and incorporate Christian values at an early age. Bishop Chisenga further suggested that other religions should be only taught at a basic awareness level rather than in-depth study of their values and way of life. He emphasized that the Bible encourages raising children in the way they should grow, warning that ignorance of scriptures can weaken families, society, and the church at large.
Yes, religious education builds awareness. There's no doubt. If it's just building awareness about other religion, it seems okay. But Christian education would be a better replacement, in my opinion, because Christian education will build conviction, not just awareness. It will build character, you know, not just awareness. And it will bring transformation in the lives of our children, and not just awareness. So in a Christian nation like Zambia, I would suggest very strongly that religious education shift to Christian education.
Tobacco Free Association of Zambia Executive Director Brenda Chitindi has called on members of parliament to be bold and take decisive action by passing the Tobacco Control Bill number 40 of 2025, drawing inspiration from the United Kingdom's landmark tobacco legislation. Ms. Chitindi noted that the UK law expected to receive royal assentment imminently introduces a groundbreaking tobacco-free generation policy by prohibiting the sale of tobacco products to anyone born after January 1st, 2008, beginning in 2027. She emphasized that this approach represents a shift from reactive health interventions to proactive prevention. The United Kingdom must be commended for its historic Tobacco and Vapes Bill, a transformative piece of legislation that is setting the pace globally in protecting future generations from the harms of tobacco, said Ms. Chitindi in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Chitindi pointed out that the global evidence increasingly supports bold interventions, including phased sales bans, nicotine-free generation policies, and stricter regulation of tobacco and vaping products. She also cautioned that while progressive legislation may face resistance, particularly from the tobacco industry, governments must remain resolute. Ms. Chitindi further urged Zambian lawmakers to raise above partisan interests and prioritize the health and future of citizens by passing the Tobacco Control Bill number 40 of 2025 without delaying. In African news, Mali's military leader on Tuesday insisted the situation in his country was under control as he made his first public address since unprecedented large-scale attacks at the weekend destabilized his ruling junta. Jihadists and Tuareg separatists are still positioned in the vast Sahelian country's north, 3 days after launching a stunning wave of attacks in what junta chief Assimi Goïta acknowledged was a situation of extreme gravity. Goïta had made no public appearance or statement for 3 days, fueling doubts about his ability to cling on to power, but on Tuesday evening, hours after jihadists threatened to blockade the capital Bamako, he made a speech to the nation on state television. Coming up shortly, 2 dead after small plane crashes into Australia airport hangar.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include